Matthew chapter 5. We've mentioned to you a few times, if you weren't here, we're sorry you didn't hear, but Pastor Haley and I, we really feel like the Lord's led us to take a sabbatical, and that is just to catch our breath and to get fired up for the next awesome run here at Miracle Life and Rhema Zambia and all the great things God is doing. We don't have our CV out. We're not looking to, we are happy, happy, happy. But it is good that pastors, not just a vacation where you see your family. How many know sometimes vacations with families, it is not restful in any way. It is like stressful. I'd rather be at the office, you know. But we're going to be, our son's graduating from college and going to Israel for a week. And then just sit and Haley's working on her master's and I'm going to help start write a book and pray and seek the Lord. All right. But so that's where we're going to be leaving this week. But awesome things. It is so cool that the Holy Spirit is here at Miracle Life in a strong way. Amen. And we've got awesome people here and the will and the purposes of God are going to go forward. Gifts and the plans of God. And so just double up whatever you're doing at Miracle Life right now. Just double up. Bring a friend and let's have a fantastic time together. We're going to come back incredibly refreshed. Now, how many of you know that, have you found out in the last few weeks that next couple months there's going to be this little thing happening in Zambia called elections? Have you found that out yet? All right, if not, you've been living under a rock, and we're glad you came out of the rock to come to church today. And so there are time of elections and campaigns, and there's going to be a lot of things going on. And honestly, I'm sorry to miss it because I just love the buzz of it. I love leadership. I love to hear people say stuff and all the different things that go on. I'm kind of a little bit of a junkie. I love reading on all that kind of stuff. I love history and I love watching it take place. All right. But God really dropped something in my heart in an unusual way, as for this church as we head into elections. All right. Please don't worry. I'm not endorsing a candidate nor a party. Okay. So don't worry about that. All right. But I felt like God wanted to say something to our church. And so today's message, that we are the children of the light. It is for the family of Miracle Life. This is not going to go on radio. It's not going to be for wider publication. This is a family gathering, a family meeting today. And we're going to look to the Word of God to say, Father, what is my role during this time, this very important and critical time, during our nation's history? So Matthew chapter 5, let's see what Jesus says. He says, you, everybody tell your neighbor, that's you. All right, so he's talking to believers, his disciples. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, salt and light are both things that make a difference when they show up. So if you are in a dark room and light shows up, everything is different now that the light has shone. If you have bland food, how many of you have certain things that you just can't eat without salt? All right. I don't think the salt manufacturers in Zambia are retrenching workers. We use a lot of salt, don't we? Why? Because it makes a difference. It changes things. And so Jesus said that we as his followers, we as the body of Christ, we are difference makers. When we show up, things are supposed to change. All right. And to change for the better. Now, in this passage, he makes this point that if salt has lost its flavor, it's not useful anymore. The only reason that it has a use is to change something. Okay? So imagine if, you know, you're cooking or you've got a plate of food and you put salt on it and then you taste it, no change. You put more. What are you going to do with that salt? Jesus said, you just throw it away. It's lost its purpose. Now, during the time of elections and campaign and everything, obviously it's basically a kind of an HR assignment, isn't it? All right. Who are you going to hire to do a job for you? You're paying them. You realize government gets its money from you. It doesn't come from the sky. Okay. And so it's an interview process. And if you believe, okay, I believe this group will do a great job, then I'd like to hire you. Or I'd like to rehire you. However you decide. All right. And so, but what happens, have you discovered that during this season, and it really, this is one of those things, it's not a Zambian problem. It's a worldwide problem. That during these seasons, have you seen that ugliness, insulting, hatred, bitterness, kind of sin just begins to kind of become more evident? Okay? And that's real unfortunate. So one of the first calls that Jesus has for us as his church and as his followers is, if the world is going to do it in an ugly way or even in a violent way, that's not us. We're salt. We're light. We make a difference. Now, the other thing that I believe as salt and light is that Jesus said, if you're the light of the world, then let's take that light and put it on a hill so that there can be more people to see that light. Amen. And so in our church, there are, you know, people that they're just kind of going through their normal life. And obviously they're going to hopefully put their X for somebody. But then there are people in our church that are actively involved in the political process. All right. The last time I checked, I could be wrong, but I certainly don't know everybody here and don't know what everybody's doing. But last time I checked, there were, you know, four different parties that had folks at Miracle Life that were doing stuff. All right. And so I'm calling to anybody that, if that's you, shine for Jesus. Amen. Shine. Don't let your party's chitenge cover your light. Keep your light on the outside. Now, I understand if you're campaigning, you certainly need to wear your party's chitenge. That's fine. All right. But shine for Jesus. Be salt and be light there, in that place. May people know not just, oh, he's a churchgoer, she's a churchgoer, but the way you act, the way you speak, the way you conduct yourself, the way you lead, the way you influence, you are the light of the world. So shine, shine. Don't let someone cover up your shininess. Amen? Shine for people to see. So that means that what Jesus said is that when they see us shine, and really this is going to be in every area of life. And this is what I find curious, and again, it happens all over the world, is how un-Christian Christians can become during political seasons. Okay. Now, if a person that doesn't know Jesus and is not a follower of Jesus is acting in an unchristian way, should we really be surprised? Okay. It's sad. It's not good, but we really shouldn't be shocked because, you know, that's kind of par for the course. All right. But for the followers of God and the people of God, we need to be shining. Amen. And so that means in conversations, that means with family members, that means as your, another place in the Bible says, let your speech be seasoned with grace, with grace. So I believe you can have a political conversation that is seasoned with grace. Amen. Have you ever had a certain type of a meal and it has so much chili in it, you don't even know if you're eating beef or chicken or fish or you don't even know what it is. It's just chili, right? our speech should be so seasoned with Jesus. And regardless of whatever the political conversation is or activity is, ooh, what people feel and have is just heat. Jesus chili. I'm talking West African chili. We had some folks here at church, and she got her chilies from Senegal. Okay, she ain't playing. Okay, the chilies here, she's just like, forget it. No. And so she'd get her, I don't know how she got it past customs or anything. But anyway, they're not here today. They're in Kenya. But so she would give me this jar of chili. And I'm telling you, you put a little bit of that, and I'm telling you, the whole thing just goes on fire. All right. And when I'd eat with them, her husband had a bald head, and his whole head would just sweat and just, praise God. Hallelujah. So, be that kind of Christian in the next 3 months. Amen. That your conversation and your love and your lifestyle. Now, Jesus said this, but this theme is throughout the New Testament. And it's this theme. You're different. You're different. Okay, now, it doesn't mean you're so different that you're like weird. Okay, I grew up in a certain place in America, and there was a certain group of people that they just decided, so, you know, we have buttons on our clothes. And they said, well, that's worldly, so we're going to use hooks. That's not Christian, that's just weird. Okay, it's just, so don't be weird for the sake of being weird, all right? But that we are born from above, we're from another kingdom, and so, therefore, show forth that kingdom's DNA. Show forth that aroma of heaven in our life. And we can do it during a political season. In fact, we better. Amen. You can't leave your Christianity at the door. Huh? Campaigns start and you say, Jesus, I'll be back with you on August the 12th. Then we'll pick up where we've left off. No, Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 8, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. So I used to be from a certain place, I had that nature, but I'm not from that place anymore. I'm light in the Lord. Therefore, walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. I mean, fruit's what's on the outside. Well, Pastor, I've got goodness in my heart. That's not fruit. That's taking your light and putting it under a bushel. That's hiding it. No, fruit is what's on the outside that can benefit somebody else. Verse 10, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Now, here's a very curious thing. Paul told a group of believers, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you find out what's acceptable to the Lord. You've got a brain. You're big boys, big girls. Well, where do we go to find what's acceptable to the Lord? Pretty simple, the Word of God. Be people of the Word. Father, what would be acceptable for me to do in whatever role I have, in whatever conversations I have, Lord, in whatever activities I might be involved in, Lord, what is acceptable to you? Well, I'll tell you one thing that's acceptable, and we've already challenged everybody in this church. 1 Timothy tells us to pray for those who are in authority. All right? And so we're praying for everybody. All right, we're praying for all the different political parties. We're praying for the Electoral Commission of Zambia. We're praying God influence and Lord help the judiciary and the police and the military. All right, now we're praying, but if you're not joining the prayer, then you're not praying. And so we've challenged everybody between now and the elections, come to at least one when we have days of prayer for the nation. And they're on Sunday nights at 17 hours for 1 hour. It's not an overnight, okay? And It is a wonderful time in the Lord to ask and to come together. Amen. And we pray according to the word. I know years ago, we're at our old building, and we were having these types of prayer meetings. And then the election happened. And so there was a lady, oh, great lady in our church and everything. And she said, "Pastor, I'm so disappointed." I said, "What?" She said, "My party didn't make it. I don't even know why we prayed." Okay, well, see, we at Miracle Life, we don't do that prayer. We just pray, "God, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." All right? So we ask him for that. But this text is saying that you and I are from another kingdom. We used to be from a kingdom, a family of darkness. And that was our lifestyle. And so the opposite of light is dark. And so our darkness was shining. Our darkness was influencing. Okay? But how many of you know the light is more powerful than the darkness? In fact, you really don't even have to attack the darkness. You don't have to write columns against the darkness. We really don't even need to preach sermons against the darkness. You know what we need to do? Show up and shine. Show up and shine. The light overcomes the darkness. And that's you. Show up. Amen. So since you are from a kingdom of light, walk as children from that kingdom, knowing what is acceptable to the Lord in my speech and my behavior and how I'm going to conduct myself, how I'm going to be an influence. Amen. All right. Again, for whatever reason, all over the world, that many, many times around campaigning and this thing, darkness seems normal. To be upset all the time and to be angry and bitter and to use words that you probably would never have used around your mother. Right? All right. Oh, that, well, you know, it kind of gets us stirred up. No. You're from the kingdom of light. Now, we're supposed to influence our nation. We're supposed to influence politics, but do it as children of the light, children representing the kingdom. Amen. Let me read it to you from the New Living Translation. "Once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you only produces what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord." Amen. So determine that. So notice that Paul's appeal here as live as children of the light because you're from that king. Notice his appeal is not as peace-loving Zambians. I appeal to you as peace-loving Zambians. Now, I think there's a wonderful heritage here. But have you met one or two or three Zambians who are not peace-loving? We're not filming this today, so you can rate. Right? So your Zambian passport doesn't make you peace-loving. All right? And the thing about it is that our nature, everything that's good about man, it comes from God. Amen. And I really believe if you kind of look at world history, every nation in the world has some stuff that they can be proud about. And it's awesome that Zambia hasn't had civil war and all the stuff that's happened so many places in the world. And that is such an incredible, awesome thing to be proud about. And it can be, and to give thanks to the Lord about. And so, you know, by no decision of mine, I was born and woke up with an American passport. And when I look at American history, I go back and say, oh, that was neat. That was good. And that was, woo, that was sinful. That was horrible. What were you thinking? Right? And that's kind of the way that most nations are, right? There's some good and some bad. But guess what? In our spiritual kingdom, there are no apologies. Jesus doesn't have to stand up and say, well, the kingdom of heaven would like to apologize for 1652 and the decision that we made to, right? Because governments on the earth, they keep doing that, right? They keep saying, by the way, we're really sorry about killing millions of people and supporting this, right? Jesus doesn't do that. So everything that's good about you, every good and every perfect gift comes from, doesn't come from your blood, your physical blood, comes from above. Amen. Amen. And then it can influence who we are. It can influence our heritage. It can influence our future history. Amen. Look at 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 9. But you are not like that. For you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation. Now, who is the holy nation? India, Botswana, Zambia, Brutsland. Who's the holy nation here? Believers, it's us. Amen. God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God. For he called you out of the darkness into this wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people. Now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, but now you have received God's mercy. Dear friends, I warn you, as temporary residents. Now, my wife and I are permanent residents of Zambia. Yeah. We can do every single thing but vote. Pay taxes. I guess we can't join the army, but I don't want to. So anyway, that's good. Okay. Do everything except that. Whoa. I'm a permanent resident. I've got a passport. Wait a second. What do you mean temporary residence? No. This is a residence that is temporary. You were born from heaven and you are going back to heaven. Amen. That is our home. That is why God calls us ambassadors on the earth. Have you ever hung out with ambassadors? All right. They have a different mindset, don't they? All right. If they're an ambassador from Germany, they have no problem living in Japan acting very German. Because that's why I was sent here. I've been sent here to represent my country. What is the country saying? Oh, I got that communique. Yeah, okay. All right. On behalf of the government of Germany, I'm just a spokesperson, right? Remember the person that a few years ago that spoke what the president didn't want him to say? Remember that? Thank you for your service. You are retired with immediate effect. Right? Remember, it was one of those things, right? No. See, we're ambassadors from heaven. We're a royal priesthood, a holy nation. All right? We're showing forth the goodness of God. Amen? So verse 11, back there. Dear friends, I warn you, as temporary residents and foreigners. And see, here's the thing. You and I are living as foreigners in a dark kingdom. And you know what? As we live in this other kingdom, there is xenophobia against the children of light. Oh, no, I love Jesus. I do it this way. Ah, you're a blah, 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 blah. Bless you. God bless you. Amen. There, people are uncomfortable. They're threats sometimes. All right. But we just live. We live as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be very careful. Another translation says live soberly. Soberly. Circumspectly. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Even then, if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior. And they will give honor to God when he judges the world. What I'd really like to do today, and obviously we can't do it officially, but you know, as we leave this place and we pray today, I'd like to commission all of you to be honorable. You are now Honorable Joe. I'm Honorable Sally from Roma. Yeah, because we are going to live in such a way that has honor, but here's what happens, is that they give honor to God when they see us. Amen. Tell your neighbor, be different. Amen. As far as I can check the New Testament, there is no earthly nation that has a man-made boundary that's referred to as a holy nation. And some of, you know, they've got about 40 nations here in mostly 90% Zambian. But some of them say, oh, no, my nation is really holy. Oh, yeah, let me visit there for 15 minutes. So I could tell that's not holy. 2 years ago, you weren't holy. All right. No, the holy nation is from above. Amen. Now, we become that. And what do? We shine. We take our life as a salt shaker and we pour it out. And we make a difference wherever we are. Amen. All right. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. All right. Again, it just seems like one text after another passage. It all comes, all talks about this. Ephesians 5, verse 15. So be careful how you live. I'm telling you, folks, in the next 3 months, be careful. Be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise, making the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly. What does that mean? Think about it. Do you ever have a parent ask you a question when you were a kid? You did something and they ask you this question. What were you thinking? Okay, really, as parents, you're opening up a whole world of mess if you ask. Because who knows what they were thinking, all right? But God is saying, don't live without thinking about it. Live on purpose. But understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your hearts, every praise. Amen. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So be careful. Live in the light and walk with wisdom. Amen. Now, one of the things that the Bible doesn't say is, you know, go live in a cave for the next 3 months. And then when it's all over, we'll come back out. Can I go back to church? Can I go back to my job? No. We're supposed to show up. We're supposed to be the representatives of Jesus Christ on this earth. Make the most of every opportunity to shine. But right there in the middle of that text, it says, don't get drunk. Now, there are other bottles that you can drink from that will make you drunk. All right. And this one of them is wine, or, you know, my namesake, Johnny Walker. Right? Yeah. I told you the one time I went to the airport. And I gave her the passport. So my passport says John Walker Schurz. All right. And she goes, John Walker. She says, are you the famous one? And I told her, I said, would I be in coach in economy class if I was the famous one, if I was Johnny Walker? So. So there are things. There's some folks in this room that could say, you know what, there have been times in my life when I drank or I was using drugs or something like that, that in that state, I did some things that I probably would have never done had I not been intoxicated. Is that, can some of you, if you can't raise your hand, just raise your eyebrows. Okay. All right. And you know, you kind of look back and you think, again, what was I thinking? Well, the fact is you weren't thinking, all right? And that intoxication messed with it, all right? Now, again, during this time, a lot of people get drunk on politics. I mean, from morning till night, 5 newspapers, texting and this and that. Have you heard? Da-da-da-da-da, right? I want to challenge you during the next 3 months. Read your Bible in larger quantities than the newspaper. But Pastor, it's not as fun. I know what you mean, all right? But I've never come away from reading the newspaper, and my whole family's in newspapers. I love newspapers, or internet newspapers, however it is, whatever. But I've never come away and thought, I just feel so refreshed. I think I'm going to go love my wife better right now. I think I'm going to go do something for Jesus. Many, many times I just kind of get aggravated. Spend more time praying than you watch the 19-hour news. Don't say, I'm not saying don't watch it. Spend more time with Jesus. Because you watching the news, north, east, south, got all the news. Oh, that's cool, you know, right? You haven't changed your life. You haven't changed your life in any way, shape, or form. You haven't helped anybody. It's good to be informed. Be informed. Then go pray for the nation. Go shine. Go be a difference maker. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5. Again, from another passage, another exhortation to another church. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. For you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night. I haven't read the same scripture twice yet, but it all sounds the same, doesn't it? Verse 6. So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert. Be clear-headed. Night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing our helmet, the confidence of our salvation. Amen. So we're born from that family. So what does that look like? What can we practically do? All right, let's look at a couple things. 1 John 2:9. If anyone claims I'm living in the light, but hates a Christian brother or sister, that person is still living in darkness. Oh, but you see, they're wearing the wrong color. I'm going to sort them out. No. If they're your Christian brother and sister and you're living in the light, you can't hate them. Oh, but I hate their leader. Their leader is... Right? If you hate them, you're in big trouble with God. And it's the most basic Christian thing to do is to love your family. To love your family. My guess is that after the elections, 40 to 50% of this church is going to be happy. And 40 to 50% of this church is going to be upset with the election results. I haven't done a poll. But when you talk, I kind of, I understand. All right. And that's fine. That's fine. But guess what? We're in the same family. Hallelujah. We're in the same family. We're brothers and sisters. We're of the light. Verse 10, anyone who loves another brother or sister is living in the light and does not cause others to stumble. But anyone who hates another brother or sister is still living and walking in darkness. Such a person does not know the way to go, having been blinded by the darkness. Folks, don't get blinded. Don't get blinded. Be involved. Shine. Do whatever God's asking you to do, what He's leading you to do. Be a blessing. But don't let darkness overcome you. Amen? So a big way that we show forth this is how we love one another. So at Miracle Life, the next 3 months, find a brother or sister that you're pretty sure is not going to be voting the same as you and take them out for supper. No. Take them out for supper. Probably don't talk about politics, right? I mean, I've got family members. I mean, as soon as politics come up, certain family members, I just say, oh, the sun is shining. Isn't it beautiful? I mean, I just try to change the subject as quickly as can because, man, if we get down that road, it's going to get ugly, right? It's going to get weird because they're like drunk on that stuff, all right? I tried that with some family member over the phone the other day, and we were on the phone. And I just said nothing. It worked marvelously. And then they got done talking. And I said, oh, well, how's so-and-so? And then, oh, yeah, let's talk about so-and-so. Because I know if I go down that road, we're gonna beat each other up. All right? So your flesh is just your flesh. And so Paul said, don't know any man after the flesh. Or after their chitenge. Or after their salute, hand gestures, whatever those gestures could be. Do-do, do-do, right? Okay. Don't know any man that way. Don't. That's not how we relate. We're children of the light. We're brothers and sisters. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you. I'm 48, but I've lived long enough to see, man, politics really changes. I mean, even ideologies and what people think and all that, man, that changes. But, oh, I'm so glad that His Word is forever settled. Forever settled in heaven. There's something permanent. Amen. Hallelujah. So we live honorably. Okay. Back to 1 Peter 2. Go back to look farther in that passage in verse 16. 1 Peter 2:16. It says, for you are free, yet you are God's slaves. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. Respect everyone. Everyone. So that has to include people that you disagree with. That has to include people that you don't like the way they said that or did. Respect everyone. Now, we do that because everyone has been created in the image of God. Everyone. You see that person from such and such a place. That person will never rule. No. See, that's not respectful. Now, you can talk about whether you believe this or that or how to grow the economy, whatever, that's fine. But respect everyone. Love your Christian brothers and sisters. Fear God and respect the king. Respect the king. The people who are in authority, respect them. I tell you, these police, blah, 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 blah. They're in authority. Respect them. Pray for them. Go paint their police posts like we do. Amen. Or go become a policeman and shine. Go be a blessing. Make a difference. Respect everyone. Love your Christian brothers and sisters. Fear God and respect the king. All right, so what we see from these texts is to guard your heart, guard your mouth. Amen. Don't take a holiday from God. All right. See people as God's image bearers, not just in their party regalia. Amen. Pray. Pray at home. Pray as a church. Pastor Benjamin, what's the date in July? I should have asked you. He's going to tell me here in a minute. Respect someone's right to have a belief different than yours. You know what I've discovered is that most people, if they have a belief or a certain thing that's different than yours, there's a reason why they believe what they do. You know, I think we should do this or raise taxes or lower taxes. I think we should do this or that. Or, you know, I think we should sell the mines or own the mine. You know what? They have a reason why they believe what they do. And well, if I were you, well, that's a problem. You're not. Okay. So we need to respect someone's ability to think and to be who they are. Amen. And remember that God's good plans for you have no clause that is determined by the election results of August. Well, I'm going to do this in your life if this party gets in power or if this party stays in power or this happens. The good plans that God has for you are from the beginning of time. Amen. And God's plans can and will and must come to pass as we trust Him, as we live in a certain way. Amen. Pastor Benjamin, the date? 17th of July. Just mark that in your calendar. 17th of July. It's on a Sunday. And we did this last year in October. But we're going to take chunks of time in the afternoon. So come to church. Go get some lunch. Go home. Take a nap. Do it. Do whatever you're going to do. But then come back and commit to pray for 1 hour. Last time we did it was awesome. 2,200 folks came out and prayed during that. So let's do more than 2,200. Amen. So July 17, mark that date down, and we can be salt, we can be light. Amen? Amen. I pray that God will use something in His Word today to challenge you, to inspire you, to truly be salt and light during this time. Amen? Amen. And again, we can get mad, and we can get upset, or we can go outside and turn on our light. Amen? And make a difference. And be a difference as the people of God and as the church of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would, Lord, use your Holy Spirit in our hearts and our lives to personalize this, Father. Lord, there's so much of our life that is lived in the natural, God, that it's so easily to get earth focused and earth kingdom focused, God. But Father, you call us to live higher and to look higher and to live from above. And so Father, I pray for every single person, Lord, for moms and dads and how they talk in front of their kids. Father, I pray for workmates and friends and how they speak of government and opposition and all the different people that are going to be involved in these elections, Father. Lord, may our speech be seasoned with grace. Father, may we yield to the grace of God. Lord, I pray for every single person, Father, that they will make a difference in some way or another for good. Father, those that may be electoral observers, God, give them wisdom and integrity and help them and anoint their hands and eyes, Father. Father, for different ones that are involved in public service, God, may you truly anoint them to serve the public during this time. Help them, God. May they realize that they are working as unto the Lord. And may they live and work according to that kingdom's values and that kingdom's justice, God. Father, help each and every one. Father, may we have integrity. May we vote with our conscience. Father, may we make a difference. But Father, may we never, ever forget that our brothers and sisters in this room, we're in the same family. And God, we're going to be spending eternity forever with each other. And Father, members of the body from other churches, Father, maybe we don't exactly see eye to eye on everything, but God, we're in the same family. And we respect everyone because you created them. And God, may we treat them with the dignity that you gave them when they came onto this earth. God, may we reflect that. May we reflect that. God, help us to be different. Help us to be light. Father, if things get weird, if things get crazy, God, help us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, may each and every one of us have honorable attached to the front of our name, because that's who we are. And we live in your honor and we show forth your honor in Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You're here in this place. And you say, Pastor, I'll be honest, I'm not a part of the family of God. I'm not in the kingdom of God. One way to kind of check is, if you were to die tonight, where would you go? Do you know where you'd go? Do you know why you'd go there? Well, Pastor, I hope I'd make heaven because I've been good. That is not a biblical answer. Well, Pastor, I think I'd go to heaven because my parents were Christian and I got baptized as a baby. That's not a biblical answer either. Jesus told a very religious man, he said, you must be born again. Now, another bad way to think is, well, Pastor, I've been so bad. I've been so terrible. I know I would never go to heaven. That's not biblical either. Because he'll wash you. He'll make you his child. He'll cancel your sin debt if you put your hope and trust in Jesus Christ. In fact, God has already provided that for you in Christ. All you need to do is say yes and trust Him. If you're here today and you say, Pastor, I don't know Jesus Christ, or I'm far from God, I'm a backslidden Christian, but I want to know Him. I want to be a part of the family of God. If that's you, and you say, I want to say yes to Jesus Christ, wherever you are right now, just simply lift up your hand. Just wave it at me and say, that's me. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much. Who else would say, that's me? Thank you. Thank you. Say, I want to give my heart to Jesus Christ. I want to know Him. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your courage. Wonderful Jesus. He's so good. Anybody else before we pray? Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Let's stand to our feet. If you lifted up your hand, or you should have lifted up your hand, you're thinking, now I needed to make that decision, just come forward right now. Grab whatever you brought with you to church. Just grab it and just come and let's pray together. God's going to change your life for all of eternity. Can we give these folks a big, big hand clap? From over here in the back, over here. The boldness to say yes to Jesus Christ, to say yes to His plan, and to say yes to His love. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. Thank you so much for coming. All right, somebody's coming. Wonderful. God loves you so much. He loves you so much. You're important to Him. God bless you. Now, if I wanted, come. Wonderful. If I wanted you to have this Bible, you would just reach out and receive it. All right. So what God has for you, you can't pay for, but you can receive because He loves you so much. And would you just lift up one of your hands towards heaven? Just pray this with me. Say, God, come into my life. I believe Jesus died in my place. You raised Him from the dead. Jesus, be my Lord. Be my Savior. I put my trust in You. I walk away from every wrong thing and I follow You now. Thank You, Jesus. I'm in Your family now. In Your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, what an awesome...